We've heard about Camp Hope in Ottawa on various CKUT shows, a vigil in front of the Supreme Court as various secret trial detainees challenge their conditions, challenge the constitutionality of the security certificates and of secret trials. But there are three people who can't attend that Supreme Court hearing: Mohamed Majoub, Mahmoud Jabalah, and Hassan Amre, who continue to remain in detention. And while Adil Shekrawi of Montreal and also Mohamed Harkat of Ottawa are free, they're free under very, very restrictive conditions. As we speak today, on Tuesday, June 13th, the three people who remain in prison, remain in Guantanamo North at Millhaven in Kingston, Mohamed Majoub, Mahmoud Jabalah, and Hassan Amre, are undertaking a hunger strike. They're in their third week of a collective hunger strike, and Hassan Amre has been on strike already for two more weeks on top of that. They're protesting their conditions of detention and demanding some basic adjustments to improve their quality of life. We should remind ourselves, and it's amazing to say, but we should remind ourselves that in the case of these three men, and in the case of Harkat and Sharkawi, who were in detention before, we're talking about people who are detained without charge, without knowing the exact accusations against them, and without any hope of having a fair trial. In the case of Mohamed Majoub, he's been in detention since June of 2000, more than 5 years. In the case of Mahmoud Jabalah, he's been in detention since August of 2001 and was held before then. And in the case of Hassan Amre, he's been inside for most of that time in solitary confinement since October 2001. The current hunger strike by Hassan Amre, Majoub, and Jabalah is demanding some basic alleviation of their conditions in the Guantanamo North prison where they're recently moved. They're asking for family visits. They're asking for fresh, quality, nutritious food, as well as a canteen. And they're asking for better access to phones so they can keep in touch with their loved ones. In the case of Majoub and Jabalah, who have children, they haven't been able to touch their children properly for years and to have that basic human interaction. We tried, as part of No One's Legal Radio, to arrange interviews with one of the hunger strikers, but there's a media blackout by the prison on having any access to the three men still in detention in Kingston for the immediate future. It's sort of convenient because the constitutional challenge is happening, so we weren't able to obtain any audio of the men currently. But we do have audio of an interview by Darren L., a local activist and photographer, with Hassan Amre. This interview was recorded last year, November 20th, just a month after Hassan Amre was released from solitary confinement. He spent 49 months, that is more than 4 years, in solitary confinement, where for more than 23 hours a day, for every day of the year, he couldn't see anybody and had to stay in his cell. So this is an interview that Darren L. did at the Metro West Detention Center, where Hassan Amre was at the time, in November of 2002.
My name is Hassan Ahmed Al-Mar'i, and I'm 32 years old, born in January 1st, 1974. I born in Syria, which I have the citizenship of Syria. I came to Canada on January 2nd, 1999. After I learned about Canada, how great it is, how democracy works in Canada, my life in Canada, or the short life I spent outside the custody in Canada, was very normal, very happy life. I can describe myself as a social person, happy man. I can make friends very fast, which I did actually make many friends outside. I even managed to open my own business after my first year in Canada. I had managed to open a restaurant in downtown Toronto area, which was unsuccessful business. I had to sold it after 8 or 9 months as well. However, that loss, or I did not let that loss make my life stop. Still hopeful person. I continue my life with different business, trying to be cheerful all the time, pretty hopeful for the future, until the day of my arrest. Between one day and night, I find myself in jail in solitary confinement without being charged with a crime. How you go to another country and demand another country to respect human being right, to follow the democracy, to follow the law of Canada? And in here, in your country, you detain people without charge, without showing them the evidence, without giving them the opportunity to defend themselves in open and fair trial. Please, Mr. Martin, don't call that democracy. That's shame. I have a very simple message to the people of Canada, all of the people of Canada, Muslim, Christian, Jewish, Hindu, Sikh, any person who lives in Canada or in the whole world. That's every human being entitled to be presumed as innocent until proven guilty. I will tell all the people of Canada that I've been in this jail for 49 full months. Until now, I have not been charged with any crime. Your government alleged that I am a terrorist. I will tell them that terrorist is not a word. Terrorism is a crime. I will tell them if Canada or if the government think I am a terrorist, I am not going to say it is the right of the government to charge me, but they should. They have an obligation to protect the public or the security of Canada from terrorism. But that does not mean we abuse people right or people human right or people opportunity to defend themselves. We have anti-terrorism law in this country. If the government, which under this law one individual being detained in Ottawa, if the government think I am terrorist or I pose a threat to your national security, I should be charged with this crime. I should be taken to the court and I should be showing the evidence against me and I should have the opportunity to defend myself. I will tell the people of Canada that this government have double standard of justice in here. How? The national security certificate, it is only for non-citizen, for non-Canadian, for refugee or immigrant. If the government think you are a terrorist, okay, that's fine. We'll put you in jail without charge. We cannot show you the evidence to protect our national security. Why we have a double standard in here? Why we have two kinds of justice, one for Canadian, one for none? That's not fair at all. That's not Canada. That's not Canada.
Those were the words of Hassan Omre, one of the Secret Trial 5 detainees, currently in detention at the Guantanamo North Prison in near Kingston. But that interview was from November of 2005. When Hassan was in detention at the Metro West Detention Center near Toronto. Hassan Omre is a refugee from Syria. He's detained without charge, without trial, on secret evidence. And he's currently on hunger strike along with Mahmoud Jabalah and Mohammed Majoub. And this is not the first time that Hassan Omre has been forced. And that's what it is, forced to go on a hunger strike. Back in 2003, when he was in the Don Jail in Toronto, he went on a hunger strike for the simple right to have shoes in his cell because it was too cold. And prison guards actually testified on his behalf. He went on hunger strike again last year for close to 80 days so that he could have medical care and walk around on the advice of his doctors, walk around for at least an hour each day outside. And he's on hunger strike again asking for basic dignity and basic respect. And that was the voice of Hassan Omre, from Metro West Detention Center. He's currently in detention in Guantanamo North Prison near Kingston.